Democrats are getting more nervous about their hold on a Senate seat in Colorado, a state that President Biden easily won 2 years ago. Republican construction company owner Joe O'Day is challenging the incumbent, Democrat Michael Bennett, who's been in office since 2009. The race stands out in part because O'Day is distancing himself from former President Trump. Joining us now is Caitlin Kim, Washington, D.C.-based reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Caitlin, welcome.
Hi, Peter.
And we've been following close Senate races that could tip the balance of power in the 50-50 Senate, which is why we have you here today. The Cook Political Report recently moved this race from likely Democrat to lean Democrat. So what's going right for Joe O'Day?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that are going right. As you mentioned, part of it is he is distancing himself from former President Donald Trump. He is, you know, pursuing a very centrist path, you know, saying he would support abortion rights up to 20 weeks, that he, you know, would back protections for same-sex marriage, things that I think will appeal to sort of the very large unaffiliated base of voters in Colorado. About 45% of Colorado voters are active Colorado voters unaffiliated. And I think that also sets him apart from a lot of the other GOP representatives or Senate candidates that are currently running. And the other thing that's going right for Joe O'Day is just sort of the national environment, right? Like, you know, inflation, high prices are still an issue for a lot of people, including a lot of Coloradans. And that the, you know, historically, the party in power tends to lose votes in the midterm elections.
Yeah, you interviewed Senator Bennett recently, and he acknowledged that he's got a race on his hands. Let's listen.
So I think it will be a tough cycle. I've said that all the way along. I always run like I'm 20 points behind, and that's what I'm doing right now. That's what this looks like.
So how's the senator handling this competition?
You know, he kind of relished being on the campaign trail and talking with voters. Again, as he said, this was always going to be a tight race. That's the way he saw it. He's always had tight races in Colorado. His first race, he barely won by 30,000 votes. I think this last race, he won a bit more comfortably, 6 points, but it was still just 50% of the voting public. So it's always been a tough road for him. But, you know, what he says is he likes going around to, you know, cut all over the state to red parts of the state, blue parts, purple parts, and talking to voters and listening to them. And that's what he plans on doing. Whether or not that works for him in the end, I think still remains to be seen. But, you know, the demographics of Colorado have been changing also since he first got elected, and it has become, you know, has trended bluer. There hasn't been a Republican elected statewide to a major post since 2014. So that trend is in Bennett's favor.
Yeah, the Democrats spent a lot of money on ads in the Republican primary to boost a Trump-supporting election denier. They thought it would be easier to defeat that candidate in the general election. But in the process of doing that, they painted O'Day as a moderate. I wonder if they're having any second thoughts about that strategy.
If they're having second thoughts, they aren't saying it. They said, if you talk to sort of the Democrats that put in money, the National Democratic Party that put in money, they were like, we did what we wanted to, which was make O'Day spend money in the primary. You know, there were a lot of unaffiliated voters who decided to vote in the Republican primary, at least the ones that I talked to, who said part of the reason they did it was that they didn't want an election denier to get to a top spot. You know, it wasn't just the Senate race. There was the Secretary of State candidate that was also an election denier running. So that was part of the reason. Whether or not they'll stick with O'Day in the general election, though, still remains to be seen. Again, Colorado has been trending blue, and there are other issues like abortion that have come up since the primary that I think have some, you know, voters that are on the fence thinking twice about how much they want to support O'Day and the Republican Party, given sort of confirmation of judges and other issues, and the fact that they worry that abortion rights or Roe is just the first domino, and that they could also take on other things like same-sex marriage, contraception, et cetera.
Right, which is why it sounds like O'Day is trying to straddle a line there, to saying that, as you said, supporting abortion up to 20 weeks, that sort of thing. We heard from Senator Bennett. Let's hear now from O'Day criticizing the senator on the economy.
He's not talking about inflation. He's not talking about gas. He's not talking about rising crime here in Colorado. And those are the issues that working Americans here in Colorado are talking about.
So you've reported on how that message is resonating with Latino voters in Colorado. How hungry are Republicans to get those votes?
They are very hungry, especially for the Senate race, but also for a congressional race that's considered a toss-up, where that actually has the largest Latino population. But they are hungry. And, O'Day's camp says they're hoping to get about 60% of the Latino vote in the state, which would be a huge swing from just 2 years ago in the last Senate race, where about 70% went for the Democratic candidate. You know, it's going to be a large it's the second largest ethnic demographic in the state. It's going to be important to them, and they do care about these sort of kitchen table issues of crime, you know, inflation, cost of living. And you can also see Senator Bennett also, you know, starting to talk about this more and more as the campaign goes on. So, yeah, it's going to be an important swing vote in this, or it could be a determining vote this election.
Caitlin Kim, Washington, D.C.-based reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Peter.